This conference is being recorded.
So welcome. This is the Heart Start to Your Week call, a service and gift to the community from Sierra. My name is Sheva Kaur, and I'm the CEO of Sierra. Sierra is a training company that trains people to, in a specific set of tools, to end their anxiety, depression, and stress without drug interventions. And Sierra, the word, is a word we invented that basically means the opposite of anxiety, depression, and stress. So what do you end up with when you don't have any anxiety or any depression or stress? Well, you end up with a really amazing and fabulous quality of life, and you end up feeling really good a lot more often. And that's what Sierra is. We defined it as we coined the phrase and trademarked that series of letters, Sierra, F-Y-E-R-A. We defined it on Wikipedia as that great feeling in your heart when your arms fly up over your head and a yes flies out of your mouth. And it turns out that that feeling, which isn't just the exhilaration and enthusiasm and motivation, but also the peace, the inner knowing without knowing necessarily how you know, just knowing, the sense of contentment and gratitude, which we're calling Sierra, is measurably and quantifiably good for your health, your relationships, and your performance. Companies who bring Sierra into do trainings, it's measurably and quantifiably good for their bottom line and their profits. And not to mention the overall well-being and quality of life of their employees and their customers. So the bottom line for Sierra is we are about helping individuals, whether they're in organizations that we train or in life itself, feel better more often. And so tonight's Heart Start call, we do these Heart Start calls once a week as our gift back to the community. And these Heart Start calls, and actually just to let you guys know, there's always someone who has a little background noise at the beginning to help remind me that for those listening live on this call, I'd ask you to just to star 6 your phone, and that will mute you so that your background noise is not a distraction for those listening or for our recording. And this call is being recorded every Monday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. We do this Heart Start call, as I mentioned, sort of an oasis of positivity, a gift back to the community to both share a little bit of the science behind Sierra, the fact that there is, based on research done at an institute in Northern California called the Institute of Heart Math, a significant now body of science that not only proves that feeling good is good for you, but has developed a step-by-step strategy, starting with the end in mind, to get back to feeling better more based on the physiology of feeling good and accessing it from that. And so we have these scientifically proven tools, techniques, as well as technology, biofeedback technology, which we'll talk a bit about tonight on the call, given that the call tonight is about rest, rejuvenation, and sleep, some ways to access that when you're not getting a restful sleep or you have insomnia. And so every Monday night we do these calls about the power of the heart, because it turns out that the heart is not just a fun, poetic metaphor or, you know, a sweet idea that you put on a Valentine in terms of the heart's relationship to how we feel physically and emotionally. But there's actually a scientific now basis and explanation for the tie-in between the heart and how we feel. So when we say, I love you with my whole heart, or I put your heart into it, or home is where the heart is, all these kind of metaphors and sayings that people use have some scientific merit that we can explain. And so tonight's call is going to give you a little appetizer into the science of the heart and how the heart can play. I was going to say plays, but when we don't pay attention to the heart signals, then we end up paying a price for that. The heart can play a very significant role in our well-being. And so we'll give a little hors d'oeuvre as to the science that's behind that, and some appetizers as to the practical step-by-step ways that you can access the power of the heart tonight, in particular, as it relates to rest and rejuvenation. And as we got on the call, right before we got on tonight's call, I was chuckling because I was in some business meetings, and here it is, the end of a work day, and everyone was getting groggy, and their excuse was that, well, there's the time change and jet lag. You know, everybody's feeling kind of this funny jet lag because we've had this hour time change over the weekend. And I thought, well, this is pretty funny. Since I'm getting on this call to talk about the power of the heart to rejuvenate, even when you're not getting enough sleep or you feel like you can't sleep, so I said, hey, you guys, what's going on here? Why don't we just go to the heart? And we all did, and everyone got their second wind, and we started laughing at how easy it is when we actually have the tools at our own fingertips to feel better. And so Sierra was designed specifically to bring those tools and that technology to you, the individual, and to create a context, a community for remembering to use them, like those of us that train this material needed the reminder today. And so that's part of the purpose of these Heart Start calls. Many of you who are calling in have already been through Fiera training, and this is a way for you to hear more about the heart as it applies in specific situations. And for those of you, and also, of course, to have that inspiration and that reminder to keep using the tools that you've learned. And for those who haven't been through a Fiera training, tonight's a chance for you to get an introduction to what the power of the heart is and how it might help you in your own life. And then if the appetizer is appealing and you want to eat the whole feast, we'll give you ways to, you know, do more research and come play with us some more. So essentially what we do is give both individuals, organizations, and healthcare providers this scientifically proven roadmap to feel better. And it turns out that the heart is in many ways a gateway into managing almost all of our physiology. And this is very significant as it relates to sleep disorders and lack of rest, because when you're looking at insomnia or lack of restful sleep, there are two key factors that I'll focus on tonight, and realize that as a healthcare provider, tonight's call is for lay people. So I'm going to oversimplify something that is complex. And if you have more questions or would like more detailed information on the research, I'll encourage you to contact me and I can send you research studies and papers and so on. And you can ask for that or any other questions you have. Some of you are listening to tonight's call as a downloaded recording, so obviously you won't be able to ask your questions live. I will open a space at the end of the call for those who are live to ask their questions, share their own stories, be a part of our community. But if you're listening to this as a recording or you're a healthcare provider and you want more detailed information from a scientific and healthcare perspective that might not make sense for a lay listener, what I'd encourage you to do is call me directly. Again, my name is Sheva, and the phone number is 310-581-1507. Or you can also send me an email, S like Sam, H, E like elephant, V like victory.
Hello, this is Kay Carlson.
Hi, welcome to the call. Nice to have you. If you just *6 your phone, that'll mute you out. That's great. Thank you. Just for the duration of the beginning, and then we'll have you guys unmute when you want to ask questions or share a story of your own at the end. So I was giving out my email for people who are either listening to this as a downloaded recording or would prefer to send their questions via email and not have them recorded for posterity. So again, it's S like Sam, H, E like elephant, V like victory, A, at F like fantastic, Y, E like elephant, V like, oh, no, F-Y-E-R, A. So it's Sheva@Sierra.com. So really want to welcome everyone to these calls. I love participating in these myself. We have people who call in across multiple time zones and continents. We had one of these calls. We had 123 callers from 11 countries. And people were calling in the middle of the night, their time. Interesting, given our theme for tonight, which is all about getting rest, even if you can't get sleep. So what I like to do, given that we're coming from different backgrounds, some people are coming to the call because they have stress or anxiety or depression or a loved one who does, or other people are calling because they're looking to get some kind of leading edge in life. High-level performers, and I work with a lot of Olympic athletes, where a fraction of a second shaved off their time is the difference between a gold or a silver medal. And so they come to me to really optimize their performance, the power of the heart. So the spectrum and scope of the power and intelligence of the pulse at the center of your chest is, I've yet to find a depth to the beauty of that and the potential of it, a limit. It seems to be unbounded and infinite so far. And that's where we'll start, is just by focusing our attention in the heart so we can come together and be present from whatever time zone and whatever activity brought you here. Just taking a moment, and if it helps you, you could put your hand there and allowing your attention to drop into your heart. The heart is quite a remarkable organ, and if any of you are interested in the details on that, if you go to the Sierra.com homepage, at the bottom there is a section, a little box, like a gift box opening up, where you can click and get heart facts. I'll just give you a couple of them tonight because I'm so moved perpetually by the power of the heart. You know, it's like, for all the length of time we thought the world was flat and then we discovered it was round, or all the length of time that humans thought the earth was the center of the universe and then they discovered the earth rotated around the sun. I feel that the discovery of the power and the intelligence of the heart is on par with those paradigm-changing discoveries. The heart, being the first organ to form in the fetus, is the only organ in which each cell is its own battery, initiating its own electrical impulses. And scientists still don't know what starts the heartbeat. It starts on its own, independent of the brain, by the way. The brain grows out of the heart, up and out of the heart. And the nervous system does as well, and that's going to end up being really key in our conversation tonight, as the nervous system is key in our discussion about rest and insomnia. And to this day, no mechanical engineer has been able to replicate the efficiency of the heart. It puts out more power than it ever takes in. And of course, ideally anyway, it operates without care, without cleaning, without repair, without, in many of us anyway, for a good 70 to 80 years, and you don't ever hear your heart say, hey, I need a day off, I'm tired. I think I'll just stop and take a 15-minute coffee break. Your heart does that, and you're gone. So in terms of stamina, in terms of efficiency, and in terms of rejuvenation on the move, in motion, just even physiologically, the heart intrinsically has an intelligence about it that has information for us. It puts out effort in its contraction. It sends blood to the body, and in its expansion, it relaxes and receives blood through it to feed itself. The heart has an intelligence in its mechanical structure for how to both put out energy and receive it and run very efficiently. So not only is that just mechanically so, but it turns out in the last 15 or so years, a whole new field of science has opened up called neurocardiology, which has shown that not only is the heart an exquisite machine, a mechanical pump, but it's also a brain. There's literally neurons and other support cells like proteins and neurotransmitters, which they thought were only in the brain and the head, have now been discovered also in the heart. There's an intelligence there, a measurable intelligence that converses or talks with, communicates with, via four pathways, the brain and our head. And this intelligence is significant for what we're going to talk about tonight. They've discovered that the heart is an endocrine organ, endocrine being hormonal. And that's also very crucial to our conversation tonight because hormonal imbalances can be a cause of some types of insomnia. And for those who are chiming in late, I want to welcome you and just ask you to star six your phone so that you mute out background noise. Great to have you on the Heart Start call. Thanks for being with us. So the heart has a very unique leverage for supporting us to have optimal energy, optimal recharge, optimal rest, optimal performance, optimal experience. On tonight's call, what was very important to me was to give listeners some practical step-by-step things that you could do now to start improving your sleep and improving the rest that you get whether you sleep or not. So one of the things that is the hallmark of the HeartMath research that all of Sierra's work is based on is the fact that when we feel great, when we really feel good, it produces a uniquely ordered pattern in the heart rhythm. And that ordered pattern in the heart rhythm cascades to impact more than 97% of the rest of our body's functioning. That ordered pattern impacts the autonomic nervous system, the hormones, the immune system, and brain function. And in particular, the hormones, brain function, and nervous system function impact are crucial to getting a deeper and more fulfilling rest. So one of the horrible things that happen to people who have insomnia is, for one thing, they don't feel good the next day because they couldn't sleep well. And that feeling bad, if you will, being in a bad mood even, creates a slightly chaotic pattern in the heart rhythm, which similarly impacts all those systems. Well, one of the things that happens in a deep state of rest is order in the heart rhythm. The technical term that we have for this is heart rate variability coherence. If you just imagine that in a very deep state of rest, you go into system-wide order. The conductor of your orchestra is peacefully, coherently directing events for the rest of the team. And when the conductor of the orchestra is hypothetically or metaphorically having a seizure, Tourette syndrome, spastic, the rest of the orchestra can't rest. They're on their toes trying to track what the heck's going on here. And so it creates inefficiency in the whole system because things aren't working together. And they're also overworking to try to match up with the rest of the system. When everything is working together, system-wide coherence, if you will, which can be generated by the reliable, ordered pattern of the heart, then you get a state of rest, even if you're not sleeping. it boosts measurably a hormone called DHEA, dihydroxyepiandrosterone, which I won't make anyone on the call repeat or say. And DHEA is a performance-enhancing drug considered by the Olympic Committee because what it really is what I would call a rejuvenation hormone. It helps to, some people are kind of claiming it's the fountain of youth of the anti-aging hormone. It's a precursor to sex hormones, to growth hormones, a lot of the things that make us shiny, strong, et cetera, attractive. And DHEA goes up when the heart is in this ordered pattern and we feel good because our body can afford, I liken DHEA to parks and theaters and schools of higher education, whereas its counterpart, cortisol, which is the stress hormone, or touted as the stress hormone, is more like missile silos and bomb shelters. And so if you're spending all your hormonal budget, if you will, on cortisol, because your life feels like you're on a battlefield all the time, not much Sierra going on there with the stress, the anxiety, the depression that most of us are facing, then the high levels of cortisol, you're basically spending your whole budget on bomb shelters and missile silos, and you don't have enough raw materials, whether it's, in this analogy, finances and surface area of your, you know, your landmass, to build the fulfilling quality of life things because you're too busy protecting your survival. And the analogy is a good one because most of us are experiencing in modern times elevated cortisol and reduced DHEA. And this stress epidemic, which plays into the collective struggle with insomnia, is related to the fact that our bodies haven't had a chance to catch up to our technology, meaning that the body has no way of knowing that the traffic jam that's making us late for our job interview is not an immediate life threat. The body just gets the signal, oh no, I'm going to look really bad, I won't get the job, and how am I going to pay my bills? And the frustration and the fear and the anxiety that stirs in the middle of the traffic jam feeds an emotional signal through the heart in a chaotic rhythm to the hormones, the nervous system, causing them to gear up for a fight or flight survival event. Body doesn't know the traffic isn't the tiger. It's just getting the signal from the emotions. And here's the thing. Then the body goes into fight or flight mode. And if you are in traffic, that's sort of like hitting the accelerator and then no longer having the brakes to respond, to slow down. Because most of us deal with traffic, and then when we get to work or wherever it is, instead of going, ah, I'm finally here, we feel like we have to apologize to everybody for it. Then we apologize to everybody, and they're looking down on us, and then we go home that night, we won't believe what happened to me today, and we relive it, and we relive it, and we're re-triggering that stress in our nervous system and our hormones, and then we wonder why we can't find our breaks when it's time to go to bed. We can't, our foot's jammed on the accelerator, and the brake is either I actually ruined my parking brake on a car this way because I kept forgetting to undo the parking brake and just kept driving right through it, and that's what a lot of us do. The body starts giving us signals, hey, it's time to balance, time to take a break. And many of us habituate to just pushing through that. Eventually, just like my parking brake that I ruined on my car, the brakes fail if you're trying to drive with them on. And so then our braking system doesn't work anymore, and we can't settle down when it is time to rest. And that makes it worse because then we're stuck even further on this accelerated pace, and the body forgets how to do a little bit of gas and then brake. And that is the key trick that I've experienced in teaching insomniacs or people who aren't getting restful sleep to completely change their lives. And I've had a great success with this, and I'm going to give you guys some very specific tools that you could apply tonight to get a better sleep. So in the human body, the gas and the brakes could be likened to your nervous system, which has two branches, an accelerator, which we'll call the sympathetic or fight or flight nervous system, and the brakes, which we'll call the parasympathetic, or sometimes I call it the digest and rest system. So parasympathetic, being the brakes, is what's needed for a deep state of sleep. However, some people get stuck in parasympathetic mode as well. They're all brakes, right? These are my clients who are depressed, who are just laying on the couch all day long, don't feel like doing anything. And yet even my depressed clients have insomnia. How could that be if they're stuck on the brakes? Well, the answer to that is real rest. Real states of rejuvenation, as we already mentioned, have to do with your fuel. It's refuel, right? And we could look at DHEA as the fuel. So being in a depressed state still creates disorder in the heart rhythm. What did I say at the beginning? I said rest, deep states of sleep, also induce this ordered pattern in the heart. Well, if we look at what the heart rhythm consists of, it's a little bit of acceleration to the heartbeat and a little bit of breaks. A little acceleration to the heartbeat, a little breaks. That may be hard to conceptualize right now, but for those who have a pen and paper, here's what I'd encourage you to do. Take a piece of paper, and on the top of that paper, left-hand side, I want you to just draw a really chaotic, herky-jerky line halfway across the page. And underneath it, what I'd like you to draw is a nice, even sine wave. For those who don't know what a sine wave is, it's basically just hills and valleys, hills and valleys, but in a completely ordered pattern. And go ahead and draw the hills and valleys all the way across your paper. Now, if you're like most people, the top line, the herky-jerky line, took a lot more ink than the hills and valleys. And the hills and valleys took less ink, but went a lot further. What you're looking at there on your paper is a picture of heart rhythms. When you're stressed, when you're anxious, when you're depressed, your heart rhythm looks like the herky-jerky line, and that's a picture of your nervous system. Your body's gas and brakes, accelerator and brakes. And it's like most of us, because our bodies just don't understand that modern stressors are not life-threatening, we get very physiologically confused, if you will, and we're driving with our foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. That's essentially what anxiety and depression are. One's more brakes, the other's more gas, but it's out of sync. The nervous system's out of sync. And we use up a lot of fuel that way. We use up our DHEA, our energy. And so even if we get a full night's sleep, but we're running on stress mode all the time, we will feel depleted, fatigued, and not rested. Whereas if you look at the line underneath, nice even hills and valleys, that's an efficient way to use fuel, even in your car. You're not draining fuel unnecessarily. You're not burning out your brakes or screwing up your transmission. It's an even ride on the car, a little bit of gas, a little bit of brake. And that oscillation between gas and brakes is a restful state, both waking and sleeping. And so the key for me in working with clients who suffer from insomnia and unrestful sleep is to get their nervous system oscillating evenly again. And the power to do that lies in the heart, or at least I shouldn't say the power. There's many ways, obviously, great systems out there for healing. A very efficient power to push the reset button on the nervous system lies in the heart. And one of the things we offer through Fiera trainings is a technology called the M-Wave, which actually can measure this picture you have on your little piece of paper in real time. You can see your heart rhythm reflected, whether it's giving you a herky-jerky ride right now or whether you're in the even, fuel-efficient zone where you're recharging your batteries as you go, like my Toyota Prius does. That would be the power of the heart. And so tonight what I'm going to give you are a number of practical steps you can take to get yourself from the herky-jerky line, the top line, to the bottom line. And our heart math training offers about 30 different tools to be able to make that shift from the herky-jerky ride to the smooth, even flow, recharging as you go. Tonight I'm going to give you a few things specifically that you can apply when you have trouble sleeping at night that can help you reset the nervous system. The M-Wave being a great one. For those who are interested, you can go to the fiera.com site, and I believe even on the homepage there's a picture of the M-Wave on the left sidebar you can look at or purchase. We give a half an hour of free coaching on the M-Wave when you buy one through Fiera. But we also include at a reduced cost for those who take our beginner workshop, which starts tomorrow night. So in essence, there's two key things here. One is to get more sleep, and the other is to get rest even if you don't sleep. And, you know, there are people who sleep, quote unquote, very well, meaning they have no trouble falling asleep. They sleep through the night, but they wake up unrested. They don't feel like they've gotten rest. And then there are people who can't sleep at all and feel unrested. And the nice thing is you don't need to sleep in order to rest when you know that this order in the heart rhythm is a form of rest and rejuvenation hormonally to the nervous system, to the immune system. So one of the challenges that happens for people who don't rest well, and a lot of them come to me and they say, I just can't fall asleep. My mind is racing. And we're going to give you some tools for quieting the mind and addressing that. I work with a lot of business leaders who are wearing multiple hats, dozens of hats in their businesses, and they're juggling so many balls and spinning so many plates. Comes time to go to sleep, and their computer jams. They just can't shut off their brain. And we'll talk a little bit right now about why that is and how the heart can help. But the challenge of that moment is they can't fall asleep, and then so added to the plates they're spinning and the concerns they have about all their responsibilities is the fact that, and now I can't fall asleep, and so now they're spinning that plate of worrying about not being able to fall asleep, which increases their cortisol, amps up their nervous system even more, and they get even less rest. And that's the negative spiral that so many people who struggle with this face. And so it's really out of true compassion in my heart that I would like to offer you guys a way out of that for those who are listening and struggling with that. Another type of insomnia that people come with, I work with a lot of moms and dads in this day and age, actually now several dads as well, who are on nighttime feeding duty. And so they have newborns that keep them up for many nights in a row. And even once the child starts sleeping through the night, the parent's nervous system is now habituated to pedal to the metal and can't slow down. And they have trouble sleeping through the night because it's now just a habitual pattern to wake up. And so there are ways that we can also reset the nervous system in those situations, reset the hormone system. When it comes to having an overactive mind and you're trying to sleep, part of what's going on there relates to the way that the heart and our survival strategies or mechanisms physiologically are interacting with the brain. And when we go into those survival reactions, let's say we're in traffic and the body is thinking, oh my God, this is a nightmare, I'm going to die. And really your emotions are just pissed off and irritated, but the body doesn't know the difference. One of the things that happens there, part of our brilliance and intelligence, is that we shut down our higher brain function. You can imagine this is very significant when it comes to the coaching that I do for executives, because or speakers or anybody who's in a high-performance setting, because when they get nervous and they shut down their brain, they're shutting down their brain in the time when they need it the most. But again, this is part of our survival intelligence, because if it really was a tiger on your tail, you don't want to think about which way to get away. You just got to run. The problem is, if you're stuck in a traffic jam on your way to a job interview, you need your brain when you get there. Well, similarly, this is a funny thing, because when people start coming to me for insomnia, usually the first thing they say is, I don't want my brain when I can't sleep. I want someone to turn it off, just take my head and put it over there on the shelf till I get up in the morning. But in fact, it's not their higher brain function that's overactive when you can't sleep. It's the pattern recognition portion of the brain, what I call the looping brain, the brain that's oriented for survival and is constantly looking for worst-case scenarios and futurizing about that so it can protect itself. So it's the same problem that we have when we stutter when we're in a fight. We can't access our brain. The looping thought patterns are not coming from our higher intelligence. If we could access our higher intelligence, which we can through the power of the heart and its interaction with the forebrain, where that higher thinking occurs, we'd actually solve all the problems that were coming up for us before we fell asleep, and there wouldn't be issues anymore. And that's one of the strategies I offer my clients. It's an intermediate course strategy. Today I'm going to give you some first steps. But one of the intermediate course strategies I give them are ways to access their heart intelligence on all the plates they're spinning, so that when they go to sleep, they literally put those things to bed. They're handled. And if they're not handled, they know they will be shortly, because they know how, they see out-of-the-box ways of thinking of how they could do that. That requires about 4 hours of training to get there, so we don't have time for that one tonight. But there are some things that I can give you tonight that can help you get to that ordered pattern in your heart, so that you're not laying there on top of thinking of everything you have to do tomorrow, thinking, and I'm going to have to do it without any sleep yet again, and adding that worry to your stressors. Some practical physiological things you can do to quiet the mind and reset the nervous system so that it's oscillating in that fuel-efficient, regenerative pattern. So the first thing I want to offer you is that anything that you do that oscillates, for example, a hot and cold shower, what I recommend for clients who have insomnia is when they take a shower in the morning, to oscillate hot and cold for about 2 minutes each, or for some people that's way too long to be in the cold shower. So you can even do 30 seconds hot, 30 seconds cold, back and forth about 5 or 6 times. And when you're getting up in the morning, end on the cold. The cold is a vasoconstrictor. It constricts your blood vessels, and that activates the accelerator in your nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system. So it keys you to be more awake and more alert during the day. My clients who do this often tell me, wow, I don't need coffee anymore. Now, what's the advantage of that? Well, we've got the nervous system then awake when we want it awake, instead of droopy and dozy throughout the day, so that then when we want it to oscillate back into a deep resting mode later, you can do that then by taking an oscillating hot and cold shower quickly before bed, ending on hot. Because the heat is a vasodilator, meaning it opens up the blood vessels, allows the blood flow to flow, and communicates to the heart and the nervous system, it's time to slow down, time to break, time to rest. So again, you're getting the gas and the break, the oscillation between the two happening, and teaching in this very subtle but simple physiological way your body to wake up in the morning or hit the accelerator and come down at night. This is really useful for shift workers. I work a lot with people like air traffic controllers or other shift workers, nurses who have night shifts or who have rotating shifts. So some days they're working during the day, sometimes at night, where they have an even harder time falling asleep because they don't have a regular rhythm to it. This is one tool that I give them to help their bodies reset and teach them to sleep at different times and to rest. Another thing that you can do physiologically that supports that, in the communication between the heart and the brain, one of the pathways lies along something called the baroreceptors, which are pressure receptors, like barometric pressure. They're pressure receptors in the neck. And when we lay down, it exerts a subtle pressure on those baroreceptors. If you imagine laying on a slant board back, you could even feel that bit of pressure inside your neck of the blood flow starting to go up towards the head rather than down towards the feet. Well, because of the baroreceptors and their interaction with your hormones, your nervous system, and so on, when that pressure of laying down or laying back is exerted on the baroreceptors, it also signals to the hormones or the endocrine system and the brain and other systems in your body, it's time to wind down, time to hit the brakes, time to rest. So one of the things I recommend, in addition to these oscillating hot and cold showers for clients, is 15 minutes before you're going to go to sleep, or even if you watch a nighttime television show or something like that, lay with your feet up against the wall and with your buttocks on a pillow, so your hips are flush with the wall but elevated slightly on a pillow, and your head being the lowest thing. And so your feet, the blood is draining down from your feet and up towards your head. And this puts a subtle pressure for about 15 minutes or so on the baroreceptors, again, helping the body unwind. Very, very helpful. Heat, as I mentioned, tends to help people sleep. Now, this is different for my insomniacs who have insomnia due to menopause, who wake up in the middle of the night in sweats. And so then we have some different solutions. It's wonderful. Because of it, the importance of the role that hormones play. See, I'll come back to that, let's just say. If you're listening to the call and it's menopause that's keeping you awake at night, definitely push the pause button and I'll come right back to you. But for people who are not waking in a hot sweat, having a hot water bottle in bed with you, because, again, of the vasodilation and the fact that heat tends to relax us, I think a lot of vacations happen in hot climates, unless they're ski vacations, but even then we've got hot tubs, because heat tends to support parasympathetic or brakes, the parasympathetic nervous system, or our decelerator, our brakes, helps with relaxation. So a simple hot water bottle can sometimes really help people to sleep better. Like the hot-cold shower oscillations, you can also do oscillating exercises like forward bends, back bends. So a forward bend, this is how yoga is designed, by the way, to balance and synchronize the nervous system by oscillating forward bending and then back bending and forward bending and back bending. And if you're doing it to start your day, you want to end on a back bend because, again, that opens up the sympathetic or accelerator. And if you are doing it at the end of your day, you end on a forward bend, and that can help set your nervous system into a state of relaxation for sleep. Although, again, what I want to emphasize is it's not just relaxation that we teach here at Sierra. The most important, and this is the piece that will help menopausal women who can't take hot water bottles to bed, the most important piece is getting the shift in the heart rhythm and the nervous system. In other words, that even hills and valleys, even accelerator, even breaks. So it's not just relaxation, not all breaks, but the even flow between accelerating and braking in the heart is naturally there when we are in a state of appreciation or fear. So one of the things that I suggest for my clients is that they keep an appreciation list, and that at night when they have trouble sleeping, and they keep this appreciation journal, if you will, that first, after they've done all these other things, you take a moment and just write out the things you appreciate from that day, and they've got a book of lots of days worth of appreciation, which then, even if you can't sleep, if you lay there gently sending your gratitude to the people, places, things, events, and activities that you love and appreciate, that will, especially if you're working with the M wave, that will put your heart in an ordered pattern. And even if you are not sleeping at all in the night, you will receive rest and rejuvenation from that. So appreciation with paced breathing, which is to say, even inhale, even exhale. There's another oscillation that talks to the nervous system, right? The inhale accelerates, the exhale decelerates. So when you're appreciating with an even inhale and an even exhale, it's another way to bring your nervous system into synchronization, boost your DHEA, and access the power of your heart to regenerate your system even if you can't sleep. And what very often happens, of course, with clients is their nervous system, their hormones, their heart go into this optimal Sierra state and they fall asleep and get a wonderful rest. Some clients, even with that, need an additional support. And one of the services that we do offer at Sierra is physiological testing. We can test your DHEA levels, your stress hormones, as well as the key neurotransmitters that are important to getting good night's sleep and rest and rejuvenation and feeling rested. And test those 7 neurotransmitters to see which ones may be out of balance and help you target specific foods in addition to making that emotional shift, that that foods as well as supplements that can help you boost the neurotransmitters that are deficient and also lower your cortisol levels and increase your DHEA. I've talked a lot tonight and have so much else that I could share, but I'm looking at the time and wanting to definitely open up the call for specific questions or specific stories. So if anybody has any questions or any stories, just 6 your phone so that you unmute yourself, and I'd be happy to answer those. And for those who don't want to listen to that segment of the call and you do want to learn more, just so happens that tomorrow evening, once a month here at Sierra, we do a free webinar for our beginner workshop. And tomorrow's the night, so if you want to join that, it's not too late. You can go to the Sierra.com homepage and click on, at the top of the homepage, there's a place where you can register for a free webinar. And you can just sign up for that, and I'll also be happy to answer questions after the call tomorrow night as well. So let's go ahead and open up the lines. And if you have a question or a story you'd like to share, please feel free. Just make sure you unmute yourself. Well, if... is someone there wanting to ask a question? No, maybe not. If not, let's take a moment right now just to experience the resting state that appreciation can give us. I know that I've been in situations at times where I'm traveling around the world and I've got in multiple time zones and I'm jet lagged and I should be sleeping but I can't, or I want to be sleeping but I'm needing to, you know, give a seminar. And if I just take 5 minutes to really focus my attention in the heart and radiate appreciation to something, I have found at times that that for me is like getting a full night's sleep. So let's just do that right now. Maybe pick 3 things in your own life that you appreciate. And allow your attention to shift to the area around your heart. And again, with that pacing breathing, so your even inhale and even exhale. And just lock into that appreciation of those people or those activities or those events in your life. One of the things that I very much appreciate is the opportunity to get to our technology allows me to spend this time with all of you in these Heartstuck calls. And it's really one of my greatest privileges and my greatest joys. So I encourage you to send me your stories, send me your questions. Again, for those who joined us late, you can contact me directly at 310-581-1507, or you can email me Sheva, S-H-E, like elephant, V, like victory, A, at F, like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com. And we also offer advanced programs for some of you who are tuning into the call who may already be HeartMath providers of the tools and technology that we teach. We have a unique advanced course called the Heart Mastery Program where we teach some of the tools of communication from the heart. So feel free to contact me about that as well. And if anyone wants to join the beginner webinar tomorrow night for free, you can do that. And I have a thing that just came my way tonight. There's a conference in Los Angeles with a number of phenomenal speakers, and I was gifted with 20 seats at that event. So the first 20 people that sign up tomorrow night, I'll be able to give those to you as a gift if you happen to be in L.A. Just thank you all so much for joining us. I hope some of these tools and techniques that you learned tonight are helpful to you in rejuvenating as you go on the move, sleeping better, and being well-rested whether you sleep or not. Thank you so much for joining me in the Power of the Heart, and have a beautiful night. I look forward to talking with you next week.
Sheva, are you still there?